Oshta, sunalei. Good morning and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from Dallas, Texas. One day, a friend of mine and I decided to go to a movie in the middle of the day. Being that we both have a pet peeve regarding late anything, we arrived early enough to sit in the theater and talk. The entire theater was empty except for the two of us, so it surprised me when only two other people arrived, a couple, and sat one row behind us. Having all of this seating availability, and they chose to sit in a row directly behind us, about five seats down. I found this very odd. I mean, why choose to be near or in someone else's space? Needless to say, in a few minutes, I would be replacing the word space with the word face. It took only a few seconds to size up this couple. The man was easily a 3X large, filled with intimidation, and could have easily walked off the set of The Sopranos. He must have been about 6'4", give or take an inch, and the woman was extremely petite and could not have been over 5'2". Giving her another 2 inches would have been a stretch. The difference in size between these two human beings was astounding. Just as the movie previews began, my friend's cell phone rang. Quickly, she shut off the phone just after the second ring, but not long enough before Mr. Man chimed in from behind. He leaned forward and forcefully slapped the seat in front of him, which was in our row, five seats away, and I could feel the vibration of the seat slap. As we turned toward the vibration, he said, "Hey, turn off that damn cell phone." Oh, now, whoa. I could feel my nostrils starting to flare. It is the rarest of occasion that this Mars in Leo Gemini would walk away from any confrontation or intimidation. Under any other condition, I would have said something to Mr. Man. Instantly, my intuition said, "Loretta, if you say anything to this man, that tiny woman will pay for it when they get home. Just turn around." My girlfriend whispered, "Geez, Louise." And I said, "Yeah. Now imagine what he's like at home." In Cherokee, we say, "Until we meet again, Deinada gohayun." And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great weekend, everybody.